time now for 7:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for partly sunny skies today. We should have a high near 80. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. A correction to a report and an apology on a recent report we made Friday. We had reported that Wayne County Sheriff stopped a 2014 Red Ford Thursday while Andy Buchanan was speeding on Highway 15 at County Road 950 North and was charged with driving while license suspended or revoked. We've since learned that information was inaccurate. In the news today, the Illinois Department of Public Health, as of this morning, reporting 3,563,653 total cases of the coronavirus in the state and 34,357 total deaths. Marion County, according to reports, back up to the high level for community spread of COVID-19. Several surrounding counties have also been placed in the high category. Marion County had 135 newer probable cases of COVID-19 reported, a 22% increase over the past week, and 7 new hospitalizations. Wayne County had 61 new cases, actually a 9% decline, as well as 2 new hospitalizations. Jefferson County moved to the high category with 135 new cases, a 6% increase, and 3 new hospitalizations. Clay County has 72 new cases, a 33% increase, and 1 new hospitalization. As of this past Thursday night, there were 1,459 individuals in Illinois in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 153 were in the ICU and 43 on ventilators. The CDC recommends those who are in high community-level counties to wear a well-fitting mask indoors in public, regardless of vaccination status. Those who are at high risk should take additional precautions. More news after this break.
I'm Dave Rigg, inviting you to join me every Sunday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. for Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg. Yes, every Sunday morning on WOKZ-FM 105.9, you can listen to Bluegrass Gospel music. It's a great way to get ready for church, or whatever you do on a Sunday morning. So make plans to join me next time for Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, 6 to 9 a.m. Sunday morning on WOKZ 105.9.
There's no time like fair time.
It's the Edwards County Fair.
Clay County Amusement Carnival.
Ag exhibits and fun for the whole family.
Finish the week off with a bang.
It's the Demolition Derby, Saturday at 7.
There's no time like fair time.
The Edwards County Fair, fun for the whole family.
Illinois will receive about $760 million over the next 18 years through a $26 billion national opioid settlement agreement. Money will come from the country's three major pharmaceutical distributors, Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. Reports say the settlement follows 3 years of negotiations to resolve over 4,000 claims of state and local governments across the country. 400,000 residents in Illinois misuse prescription opiates, and 74,000 have an opioid use disorder, that according to the Illinois Department of Human Services. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed an executive order Friday to establish an opioid settlement administration office within the Illinois Department of Human Services. That office will be responsible for the opioid remediation funds to help with equitable recovery and treatment programs across the state. The governor said no matter what brings someone to that place, their life is worth saving. If that is you or someone that you love, know that the state of Illinois is fighting for you, and we won't stop until you have the support that you need, unquote. Pritzker said his administration will leave no stone unturned as they work to bring the opioid epidemic to an end. 94 of the state's 102 counties signed on to the national settlement, and 104 of the 113 Illinois local governments are eligible to receive a direct distribution. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton co-chairs the Illinois Opioid Overdose Prevention and Recovery Steering Committee with DHS Secretary Grace Howe and IDPH Acting Director Amal Tokars. Stratton said every city, town, and village has someone hurting right now because of the opioid crisis. She stressed that every voice impacted by the injustice and devastation caused by the epidemic deserves to be heard. The $26 billion settlement is the second largest multi-state agreement in United States history. Area river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash River east of Bearfield at 25.58 feet, that's more than 8.5 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 20.29 feet. Flood stage at Clay City is 18 feet, and the river should be below that level by Monday. At Carmine, the river's at 24.55 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 10.64 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 9.66 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. The area should remain dry until sometime on Sunday, according to the latest forecast, when more rain chances are expected in the area. And you might want to check your ticket. The winning numbers are in for the $1.2 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The numbers are 67, 45, 57, 36, and 13. The mega flyer is number 14. The drawing was held last night. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing $15 million in tourism grants. Kim Howard has more in this report.
$10 million has already been awarded through a new state program to support exhibits, festivals, and attractions around the state. And now an additional $15 million is up for grabs. Governor Pritzker says it has been important to support an industry hit so hard by the pandemic.
From Joliet to Morton to right here in Wheaton, we've all witnessed the rejuvenation of our state's tourism industry. Musical, culinary, and theatrical festivals that had been postponed because of the health crisis came back bigger and better than ever.
Grants are funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, and applications for the second round are now being accepted via the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities website. Downstate communities are being prioritized this time around. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll take a look at area deaths next.
Others have come and gone the past of 70 years, but their dedication and superior service has helped them thrive for four generations at Rush Appliances in the field in Carmont. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they are in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmont.
While we don't all carry an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on our backs, we can remember the wise words of Dr. Peter Venkman, who said, "Why worry? Our wealth management team at Trust Bank has the tools and talent necessary to help you plan for the legacy you want to leave. Contact the team at 618-429-9265 and schedule your consultation. Trust Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. So, who are you going to call?"
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 8-year-old Louisville resident Serenity Aveline Willard died Friday, July 22nd. A funeral ceremony will be held at noon today at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon today at the funeral home. 80-year-old Flora resident Larry Schock Sr. died Thursday, November 4, 2021 at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. At his request, his body was donated to scientific study and no services will be held. A celebration of his life will be announced at a later date. 90-year-old Flora resident Robert Wayne Childers died Tuesday afternoon. Private family services will be held. Interment in Elmwood Cemetery will take place with a presentation of military funeral honors. 85-year-old Evansville, Indiana resident Karina Fulkerson Marr died July 26. Services will be at noon today at Boone Funeral Home East Chapel. Burial will be in Union Ridge Cemetery in White County. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. today until the time of service at the Boone Funeral Home East Chapel. 79-year-old Harrisburg resident, formerly of Broughton, Thomas Estes Tom Golson, died Wednesday, January 20th. There will be no formal services. 96-year-old Carmi resident Jane Rose Fulkerson Sneed died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi at 3 p.m. today, with burial at Indian Ridge Cemetery in New Haven. Visitation is from 1 p.m. until the time of service. 67-year-old Monticello, Illinois resident, formerly of Carmi, Dale Ann Graves, died Friday, July 15th. Her memorial service will be held at the United Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Norris City at 11 a.m. today, with visitation starting at 9 a.m. 64-year-old Carmi resident Herbert Gale Herbie Bell Jr. died Monday, July 25th. Funeral services will be held at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi at 11 a.m. Monday, August 1st, with burial immediately following at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Visitation will be from 5 until 8 Sunday evening at the funeral home. 63-year-old former Flora resident Danny Lee Young died Saturday, July 23rd in Cottage Grove, Oregon. Services for Danny Young will be held at a later date. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
If you're age 50 or older, we can reduce the cost of your homeowner's insurance through auto owner's insurance. Mature homeowners have fewer and less costly losses, so it's only fair to charge you less. Insure both your home and car with us and qualify for more premium discounts through auto owner's insurance.
This is Bill Atwood. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Fairfield, Sisney, and Flora.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communication has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber optic internet with speed up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Washington 6-2, the Cubs over San Francisco 4-2, Oakland beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3, Milwaukee over Boston 4-1, Baltimore topped Cincinnati 6-2, the New York Mets over Miami 6-4, the Yankees beat Kansas City 11-5, in 10 innings, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 4-2, Detroit over Toronto 4-2, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 4-1, Atlanta over Arizona 5-2, Houston beat Seattle 11-1, the Dodgers over Colorado 5-4, Texas beat the LA Angels 7-2, and San Diego over Minnesota 10-1. WNBA action, Chicago over New York 89-81, Las Vegas over Indiana 93-72. NASCAR racing, the Xfinity Series races today at the Indianapolis Road Course at 2:30 p.m. It can be seen on NBC. A.J. Allmendinger is on the pole. Major League Baseball scheduled today. The St. Louis Cardinals playing out at Washington. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9. Coverage beginning at 5:20 this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs are out west at San Francisco tonight. Oakland is at the Chicago White Sox today. The rest of the schedule, Cleveland at Tampa Bay. Kansas City at New York, Detroit at Toronto, Milwaukee at Boston, the New York Mets at Miami, Baltimore at Cincinnati, Seattle at Houston, Minnesota at San Diego, Philadelphia's at Pittsburgh, Arizona at Atlanta, the Dodgers at Colorado, and Texas at the LA Angels. That's your sports update.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney in Washington, D.C. Last night at Nationals Park, the Cardinals had a pair of three-run innings in the third and the sixth. They had back-to-back home runs by Nolan Gorman and Lars Nootbaar in the sixth inning, and with the pitching of Miles Michaelis, it was so good, the Cardinals won 6-2.
I thought Michaelis was very sharp last night in the way he handled things, especially early where he had a couple of runners on base. Didn't have a lot of strikeouts, four to be exact, but I thought Miles Michaelis really set the tone in just controlling the tempo of the game.
And he was able to lead runners at second and third a couple of times and make the pitches he needed where the Nationals couldn't keep the pressure on him.
They couldn't do it, and I thought the defense, the one play that Nolan Arenado made coming in on a ground ball was a real difference maker as well. So it was a good team effort, much like the game against the Toronto Blue Jays.
The Cardinals have won two in a row. They're 3-3 on their road trip after the All-Star break. And they'll go with right-hander Dakota Hudson coming back from the injured list against right-hander Eric Fetty. And we're on the air at 5:20 with our pregame show. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Here's your classic hits, WFIW-FM 104.9 forecast. Should be partly sunny today. We'll have a high of 80, mostly cloudy tonight. 40% chance of showers after midnight, a low of 65. Mostly cloudy Sunday, 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 78. Monday, mostly sunny, a 40% chance of showers and storms in the morning, a high of 87. Tuesday, sunny, slight chance of showers and storms, a high of 88.